99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Kelly, got to ask you a question. One, have you ever felt the power within your hands of a power washer?
I haven't been the one to hold the power washer. I've seen it in action.
Okay. I think I may have found my new favorite thing in the world.
That's great.
And that's power washing. So,
does it make you feel like a real big man?
It made
big,
me
strong man, because you get to harness the sheer power
of water. Yes.
Yeah.
I borrowed my brother-in-law's power washer like 3 weeks ago, right? I was just going to like clean up the patio a little bit, and I pull out the hose, and my wife's like, why don't you use the power washer? We have it. I was like, oh, yeah. And that was it. I just felt
magical.
I felt that, and I was like, oh, gosh. And it was like erasing the entire patio.
Yes. It's a big, like, magic eraser.
Yes. And I sat there, and what was going to be a quick 10-minute just spray off the back patio turned into a multi-hour, like, I power washed the entire thing. And then I was like, what else can I power wash?
Of course. You know what? We've got an entire deck that needs a real good power washing. So,
do you want me to come over?
Bring it on over, sweetie.
Do you want me to come over? I might start a business. Who knows? Because it was electrifying.
Is that what firefighters feel like? Kind of like that when you are harnessing the big hose from the fire truck?
I mean, I've never felt the power of a hose in my hands like that. But
I have to feel like it's similar.
But I got to, yes. So yeah, I did my entire back patio. And I mean, the validation, Kelly, validation from my family as they walked down, like, wow, it's like a new patio. Uh-huh. I was like, wow, I know. And so I start going around, like, looking for other things to power wash. And I'm like, okay, siding. Where's my siding? And I just started spraying down my siding. And I'm like, oh, look at that. Look at that dirt and grime just falling off.
Mm-hmm. Just flying away. That's like, great. You've discovered a power washer.
That was my excitement over the weekend.
That's really what it comes down to.
I discovered power washer. I can literally feel people rolling their eyes right now. But you got to understand.
I bet your neighbors are real proud of you, too. They're like, ow. Their houses never look so good.
Probably not, because I started it at like 8 in the morning.
Oh.
And you can hear the
from
the power washer.
Yeah.
All right, so I just need to know if I have an open invitation to come over and power wash your deck sometime.
The deck isn't going anywhere.
Okay, so I don't need to get your permission to come over and power wash your because I might just do that. Now, hey, do you have an extra?
It needs another staining, so we got to get rid of all the nastiness that's on there right now.
I got to ask, do you have exterior power and an exterior hose that I can connect to? Because if so, I'm
sure
in.
Do.
Okay, great.
It's out there right now.
This is great. I'll be over in 15 minutes.
That's great.
Hunter,
are we going to do like another break on the power washer? Is that what we're doing?
But hey, listen, Kelly, when I have found something new in my life, I'm going to share it with the world.
Great. Let's keep going with it.
Hunter texts in and says, you should go to a fire station and ask the firefighters to try out their hose. I was a firefighter for 5 years. We blew a hole through a chimney during a house fire once. Holy cow. The power within one of those hoses in your hand, I don't even think I could like fathom that.
I need you to show up to a firehouse and to say, hey,
the St. Matthews Fire Department.
Try out your hose.
Yeah, be like, hey guys, I was told by Hunter that I could just come by and try out your hose. Is that cool? Can we do that?
I don't think so.
Can we do that?
That might get you arrested.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Brianna sounds fun.
Yeah?
I mean, I feel like I could hang with her.
Okay.
She wrote to us, my husband and I love your show, especially the phone taps you make to people. Maybe you could call my husband Luke. He's expecting a call from a bank about some fraudulent activity on our account.
All right.
Maybe you could get to him first, LOL.
Well, we did. Welcome, Luke, to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hello. This is an automated call from Bank regarding recent problems with a checking account linked to this phone number. If we have reached the party with a Bank account, please say or press 1.
One.
Thank you. I heard one. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. This call may be recorded for quality purposes. We would like to help resolve the problems with your account. Please say your first name, then press the pound sign.
Luke.
Thank you. I heard Duke. Is that correct?
No.
Please say your first name, then press the pound sign.
Luke.
Thank you. I heard Luke. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Please enter the 5-digit zip code associated with this account, followed by the pound sign. Thank you. One moment while I access your account. Thank you for your patience. Our records show that your account was compromised by unwanted activity. Is that correct?
Yes.
I heard no. Is that correct?
No.
I heard no. Is that correct?
Wait, no. Yes, I have problems with my account.
Let's try again. Please state the nature of your banking problem.
Fraud.
I heard frog. Is that correct?
Fraud. I have fraud problems with my account.
Okay, thank you. You have frog problems. Thank you.
Agent. Can I speak to an agent?
You'd like to speak to an Asian. Is that correct? If so, please say or press 1.
To a human.
I will transfer you to Newman. Is that correct?
Human. I need to speak to a person.
Thank you for banking with us. Your satisfaction is important.
Agent. Operator. Like, what do I have to say to get a person on the line?
Please press the pound sign. Say your name, then press the pound sign again.
Okay. Luke.
I heard puke. Is that correct?
No, Luke. Luke.
I heard Luke. Is that correct?
Yes. Finally. Thank you.
Now, please say the name of your favorite radio station, followed by the pound sign.
What?
If you think you could be fooled by 99.7 DJX, say or press 1.
Wait, what?
If 99.7 DJX puts people on the radio and has a little fun with them, say or press 1.
Hold up, is that what this is?
Look, it's Ben Davis on 99.7 DJX. It's a phone
tap.
Are
you kidding me? Oh, my God. You guys, are you kidding me?
Brianna thought that we could have a little fun with you. I let me tell you, you are lucky that we didn't ask, like, your bank account number. You're ready to give it all to us.
Yeah. That was pretty crazy. I didn't think that I would fall for something like that.
Well, you did.
Yeah, hook, line, and sinker.
A listener, I'm dying. That's the best phone tap I've ever heard. Carletta says, I was at the window at Starbucks laughing, and the manager asked me not to pull off yet so he could listen to the phone tap, too. Tara said, every time he hit pound, I just died. That just made my day.
Kelsey's like, you had me at the eight.
Yeah. Agent! Nakedness, setting the bar, Germany. Sounds fun, right?
Yeah, nakedness!
If you can manage to make it through the day without having, a wild boar steal your laptop, then run around naked chasing him down, you're doing okay.
So, why was the guy naked?
Let's get to it.
This is a German man. And all his bits and pieces now famous after he chased down a wild boar who stole his belongings at a nude sunbathing park in Berlin, Germany.
Yeah, so...
Oh, okay, it was a nude sunbathing park. Got it.
Yes.
All right, that's where we are.
It was at Berlin's Devil's Lake, a nudist park, where he was just taking a dip, and he had his belongings there on the shore. That's when a wild boar came along and grabbed it.
The man can be seen running full on after the boar, who he said ate his pizza before making off with his laptop bag.
Oh, no.
Ate his pizza,
so the boar
too.
Ate the pizza?
Yeah.
And then took the laptop.
Yeah, so this guy had a full on.
He's hanging out, being naked, what you're supposed to do at a nudist place.
Yeah, so this guy had a full on picnic scheduled, and the boar had other plans.
The man was swimming, the boar came and took his stuff. He did track the boar down, got his laptop back. and all ended well.
Yeah, so all ended well because he was able to actually get the boar to return his stuff.
But the best part was there was an audience. Like, there's other nude people watching all this go down, right?
And pictures and more. So if you want to see and read more, like, and I say see, you just text us the word boar, B-O-A-R, to 502-571-9970. Just text us to our request line, the word boar, and we will send you the photos of
Now listen, because, you know, we're not just putting this guy on blast. Obviously, the news got the story. We know the story because the photographer showed him the pictures of him. He thought they were funny and gave permission for them to be broadcast.
Yeah.
So we only are able to talk about this because he said, yep, nope, that's funny.
I mean, he's a nudist, so it's not right. Like he's uncomfortable in his own skin.
No, he's, yeah, right. He's fine with it.
Yeah, so if you want to see more, just text us the word boar, B-O-A-R, to 502-571-9970. That's setting the bar, guys. Send us a message. We'll toss it out to the group. Our fabulous listeners, and maybe get you some help. Thank you for allowing us to, first off, call you on this. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so hey, walk us through what you sent us.
Okay, so I've been dating a girl for about 6 months now. Everything's great, but I'm getting annoyed by all like the cute little nicknames that she's been calling me.
Okay.
She uses these like cutesy names in private, which I guess is like fine, but like she also is starting to use them in public too, which is like the worst part. You know, she does it in front of my friends, you know, family.
Okay. I'm assuming you're not here for that.
No, not really. This girl's super hot and, you know, I like being with her, but, you know, she never uses my real name. You know, she uses all the typical nicknames and some really odd stuff.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell us what.
Yeah, so she's called me, like, baby cakes and sugar butt. Cuddly bear.
Cuddly bear. All right, give us another one. Give us another one.
I'm pretty sure she called me tater tot.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Any more?
I'm pretty sure, like, she's called me, like, boo-boo and honey bunch and... just really embarrassing.
Come on. I know. Give us some more. Give us some more. She's called you more.
I think like sweet cakes and muffin tin.
Any others? Any others? There's got to be more.
Oh, there's definitely more. I'm trying to think. Oh, this is a good one. Mayor of Hunkyville.
Yes! The mayor! The mayor of Hunkyville.
Yeah. And Beef Boy.
Now listen, we're laughing, but because these are cute, funny names, right?
I guess, yeah.
So have you asked her to, like, that this annoys you?
I've asked her politely to stop, but she won't or seems to, like, not be able to, I guess. Okay. I don't know.
All right.
Yes, she can't.
And so this is bothering you, and now you're kind of like, hey, how do I tell her politely to lay off on the mayor of Hunkyville around my friends?
Exactly, yeah. I don't even know what I can do at this point.
Okay, all right. Well, Michael, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor of Hunkyville. we appreciate you talking to us, and we're already getting some text messages. A lot of people are just saying, just talk to her about it, but if you want to hang out, we'll see if we can get you some help, okay?
All right, thanks.
No problem. Shannon, Tesson.
I'm not going to be able to help it because I love her.
Kelly's like, I am her. I am no use to anyone here. I am this woman. Yeah, yep. Shannon says, look, if that's his only problem, get over it. All right. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess. But, you know, have you ever seen the movie How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Yes, Matthew that's exactly McConaughey? What I was thinking about
yes,
the whole time.
Exactly, where she's like, honey, boo, 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 boo.
And didn't she name his...
Yeah, Princess...
like Kroll or something?
yes. Yes, she did.
Christina was like, OMG, does this girlfriend do the nose boop too?
Come here. Boop, boop. Let me just boop you on the nose.
And Tori was like, OMG, he came to the wrong show to release his secret.
He did. No, we're trying. Listen. He's legit embarrassed. So that's what we're trying to do. Okay. At Ben and Kelly show, the mayor of Hunkyville called us, and he basically has a new girlfriend who won't stop calling him these cutesy names like Tater Tot, Honey Bunch, Muffin Tin, or our favorite mayor of Hunkyville. Kind of dropping the hint that he doesn't like it, but she can't or won't stop doing it in public. He's embarrassed by it. And it's just like, hey, I don't want to hurt her feelings, but how do I get her to stop?
Yeah, because, you know, she's not, I guess, listening the first time you brought it up.
Yeah, exactly. Brandy tweeted us and said, hey, start calling her names, but make them horrible, like Tater Thighs.
Tater Thighs? Wow.
Hey, Honey Bunch.
I don't know.
Hey, Tater Thighs.
No, I don't. I think that could backfire very quickly.
Wow.
Very quickly.
All right. Several people, like Laura, is like, hey, make up some really bad nicknames for her. A lot of people are saying, why don't you just throw some bad nicknames her way?
No. Okay. I feel like you have to do a more delicate dance when you're doing that for her. I feel like that can really quickly go to insult land and get her real mad.
Like one of the nicknames she called him, I thought, was Beef Boy. Like if he turned that around and said, hey, Beef Girl, that doesn't mean the same thing.
No, it doesn't.
If someone like, you know, if your husband walked up to you, Kelly, and was like, hey, Beef Girl, you'd be like, what?
Yeah, no, that's different. That's very different. And he's sleeping on the couch.
He calls our show all the time, Andrew the Love Doctor.
A couple options here. One, he can talk to her about it, but explain to her that nicknames are somewhat of an intimate thing between her and him, and it's very important in the relationship that she doesn't share them, because when she shares them outside of them too, they lose their impact. You know, it's kind of what they share together as a couple.
Yeah.
So explain the importance of them.
Oh.
And that might get her to stop, for one. Or two, give her nicknames when they're out in public. Turn the tables, call her sugar butt, hit her on her butt, tap her on her shoulder, you know, reverse the role. If she likes it or doesn't like it, maybe she'll get the hint that it's not something that she's comfortable with and she'll stop as well.
Oh, look at you, Andrew the Love Doctor, always with such sound advice.
You guys are the best, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Okay, that's really good.
If we started calling her, like, what would be some appropriate nicknames that we could call her? Do we start the list?
I met her. No, I don't know. I don't know if we start the list. I feel like this is a bad list to start making. We let him make that list. I do not want to be a part of this list.
I mean, okay, so Tater Thighs, bad. So we can all agree that Tater Thighs is probably a bad
nickname.
Yes,
Brittany said, thank God for Andrew the Love Doctor, or he would be calling her Tater Thighs. Don't do that. Let's scratch that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we've already said Tater Thighs is probably a bad nickname to
off
call.
The table.
Call your girl.
Yeah.
If you're going to turn the tables, Tater Thighs is not the nickname to start it with.
We want to turn the tables, but we want to keep her as a girlfriend, okay?
I think that's the goal here.
That is not the lane to go down.
Ricky texts in, no, Ricky, Thunder Thighs is not any better.
No.
Muffin Top is not better either.
No, these are not good. These are making statements about the body. We stay away from the thighs, okay?
You guys suck at giving nicknames. What is wrong with you?
It's not good. These are not good at all. Like, we need, like, cutesy but embarrassing.
All right. Williams just, like, with the classic Puddin'. All right, Puddin'.
Puddin'.
All right.
Yes. See, my husband calls me Puddin'.
Now,
I love it.
Susie texts in, and I can't say your nickname on the radio.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But she says, I've been called, and what rhymes with it that we can give away?
Sugar Bits.
All right, sure.
Sugar bits. So Susie's
been called sugar bits before. I'm assuming that that's acceptable. I'm going to trust females that are texting us over guys. Listen, guys, if you're texting us names that he can call her, I'm not necessarily trusting your logic. Because so far we've had Thunder Thighs, Tater Thighs.
Casey's rolling in with Cutie Patootie.
All right, Cutie Patootie. Sure.
Okay. I think that's more of like for kids, though.
Is it?
I don't know.
Can I?
I feel like, because that's Rosie O'Donnell used to use that all the time on her show a billion years ago.
Yeah. Bubble Butt, probably not a good one.
No. Sugar Baby, that's good, Andrew the Love Doctor. See, let's just ask him. Solve it all. Cotton cheese cheeks is bad. Yes, crazy office lady Kristen. Yes. Cottage cheese cheeks, bad. That's not bad. That's not good.
No, not good. And it's funny now, all the women that are texting in and saying that you have also been called sugar bits as well. It's classic.
Uh-huh. It's classic.
It's a classic one.
Justin Hottie Boom Body.
All right.
That's cute.
Again, though, I don't feel like guys are the ones that should be creating this list. This is a list that females should be saying is good for them to hear.
But consider this. This could also backfire if he starts calling her names and she loves it. Then she'll just amp up her game and then we're not helping.
She's like, oh, finally, honey, boo, 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 mayor of Hunkyville.
He loves it.
Oh, I love it. Yes, yeah, Amo, the first lady of Hunkyville. Yes, if he's the mayor, then she's the first lady of Hunkyville. All right.
Yeah, Roxanne can't say that one either.
I love the suggestions, though.
This is a great list.
Thank you.
I'm writing it down because, again, I love it.
I think it's great. Why don't you drop some suggestions that would be acceptable on our Facebook page, okay? At Ben and Kelly Show, we're going to open that up and just say, you know what? Let's let the Facebook comments decide what. I mean, because I feel like are we all saying to just kind of come back to her with some nicknames?
Know if that's solid enough of advice, because again, what if she likes it and thinks that's a stamp of approval and then just amps up her game and then we're just in a hamster ball, okay? that's not helping him.
All right. So listen,
Mr. Mayor,
I'm thinking what I'm hearing is that she just needs to hear some nicknames herself. Kelly is thinking that's probably not the best avenue to drive
down. Jam. She's going to love it. And that's not going to help. So I think maybe we just send her this podcast.
Yeah, just send her the show. And be like, all right, hey, I want you to listen to this show. I don't know if you've heard of them. Ben and Kelly, you know? Listen to this weird, random subject that they just happened upon. All right, so there you go. Group therapy. Hope that helped.
I think it did.
All right, 99.7 DJX. Get a hold of us. Social media, at Ben and Kelly Show. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or you can always text us 502-571-9970. That's our request line and our text line as well. Got a text from a listener that says, this morning's time hop from 2012, I received a message randomly on Facebook. Reminds me of your Craigslist missed connections and perhaps a missed connection in which I never wanted to respond. So she goes on to kind of then say what the message she got 8 years ago on her time hop said.
What was it?
It says, here, I should probably, hang on, give
some love music. Yeah, let's set the mood.
I mean, she does say that it is, she didn't respond, and you'll soon find out why.
Okay. So this isn't, she doesn't have like hashtag ragrets at this point?
No, not ragrets at this point, at a love that could have just passed her by. Mm-hmm. It's a reminder of what she missed 8 years ago, reading, Dear Beautiful Woman.
Ooh, that's a nice start.
You are gorgeous.
Nice.
I am awesome at playing poker and eating chocolate cake.
Already the skill level's off the chain.
We should build a house of brick and gold to live in.
Brick and gold?
Yeah. Again, this is a text from a listener from almost a Craigslist misconnection that she received 8 years ago that she was reminded of on Time Hop. It goes on. We can adopt little people.
Not little people?
Yeah. Not little people children. Just little people. Because they are like children that never grow up and you can legally drink with them.
Oh my God!
It goes on. If you ever wanted to go back in time and punch a young Tom Cruise, prevent JFK's assassination, or ride a dinosaur, I would gladly help you do this.
What? Wow.
Love a guy who thinks he's funny but comes off as creepy and unintelligent, evidently.
Also, yeah, no, I get it.
Also, I'm drunk, but whatevs. At least I'm not a Frenchman. Wow. That's
Wait a second. So they're going to build a fancy house of brick and gold.
Yeah.
They're going to go back in time and punch a young Tom Cruise. Ride some dinosaurs.
Yeah. And
what was the other thing?
Well, he's awesome at playing poker and eating chocolate cake.
Right. Great skills.
Right.
They want to adopt some little people because you can drink with them. And they're never going to grow up.
Okay.
That's so...
Wow. So I'm just going to go ahead and say I think you dodged a bullet on that one.
Or.
No, not or. Not
on a real interesting live.
Not or. Not or.
Time travel. Right?
It does sound magical and altogether awkward.
It's magical.
All right. By the way, if you want to text us, you can at any time. We're here.
Oh, that was great.
502-571-9970. How would you like a quick side hustle gig? 8 weeks, $3,000.
Not bad.
Not bad, right?
And you can work with your significant other on this?
You can. Got a job opportunity from Sleep Standards. Sleep Standards is a mattress company. And you're thinking, okay, yeah, sleep study. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of those before, you know?
Yeah, they want to know how comfy their mattresses are. Sounds good.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a mattress study that they're hiring five couples to for 8 weeks. They want them to test out eight of their mattresses, okay? Eight of their different mattresses.
Why do we need couples and not just individuals?
Well, here's the thing. They're not wanting to know how good they are when it comes to bounciness, noise, firmness, edge support, comfort, cooling, and overall score.
They're not talking about sleeping, are they?
They're talking more about... How are they going to hold up under those conditions?
Listen, you're going to get paid to do the deed?
Yeah.
And report back
five
how great it was?
Couples are going to have to write extremely honest reviews and rate each mattress on a scale of 1 to 10.
How detailed do they need to get in critiquing these mattresses?
So again, my question. These are couples. Sleep Standards is willing to pay $3,000 for an 8-week study where basically one mattress a week you're going to have to do the deed on. And
that's a lot. Logistically speaking, it's a lot of switching out the mattress part.
What?
That's the logistics I'm talking about.
I want to know.
Is the actual switching out of the mattresses.
I was like, listen, Kelly, I'm not a prude, but I mean, I think.
That part's not a lot.
It's the switching out the mattresses part.
Okay.
I don't know if the couples have to go somewhere in order to do this. I don't know if they're having to go to the back room of the Sleep Standards store there.
No. You're going to need to deliver it to my house, I feel like.
Well, right? As an added bonus, each of the lucky couples will receive a free mattress of their choice at the end of their quote-unquote employment. So
You pick your fave.
Yeah.
And you get to keep that one.
Yeah, you're like, I like number three.
Here's unfortunate for the ones that you use and then don't keep. Do we slap a manager special sticker on it?
Be like, okay, listen, this nice Tempur-Pedic here, we're marking it down half off because, well, it was used in this.
Gently used.
It was, well or was it gently used?
Depends on, is it athletically used?
It was athletically used. So I don't know if you're in the market for a quick, easy $3,000 for a gig that lasts 8 weeks, but Sleep Standards.
Hang on, what's it called again?
It is the Sleep Standards. It's a sleep study, you know?
Yeah, All right, I'm signing up.
Yeah. Oh, are you?
Honey, signing us up for a sleep study.
Well, we're not going to be sleeping.
He's on board.
All right, I'm sure he is. Florida, lovely this time of year, right?
You sound a little trepidatious.
Well, here's the thing. It's a kind of a setting the bar story, kind of a Florida story, kind of a...
A love story, isn't it?
Kind of a got 'em story. But if you can manage to make it through the day without throwing your engagement ring in the ocean when you're trying to propose, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They're on a boat.
Oh, no.
They're on a boat. Everybody look at them because they're sailing on a boat.
It's romantic in theory.
Right. The groom-to-be... His girlfriend, Angelina.
Now it's time for the ring.
Yeah, they're getting down. He's getting down on one knee. It's a sunset. It is the perfect.
It's a perfect moment.
Yes. So it's time for the ring. Where's the ring coming from?
Whoops.
Are you stupid?
The wingman, who didn't exactly have the best throw, sends the ring overboard.
Back the truck up. Did he say the ring man?
The wingman, the guy who is filming it, tosses the ring box to the groom.
Why are you throwing it?
Right. Overshoots him, goes into the ocean. There's
Why are you throwing it on a boat?
There's another guy on deck, and he dives in the ocean. He's like, oh my gosh, this is horrible.
Bride-to-be Angelina Zalazova had no idea the ring box was empty.
Ah.
Oh.
That's
it
the...
It was a joke?
Got him. Yeah, the ring box was actually empty. No one but the groom and the film guy knew it.
I looked through that too high, and I see my fiance like barely try to catch it. Then when I look down in the ocean, it didn't register to me that there was no ring in there.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So wait a minute. What about the guy that dove into the ocean? Did he know?
He didn't know.
Oh God.
He didn't know. So.
Oh, that sucks to be that guy.
I mean, this is kind of a setting the bar, kind of not, because really, it's just a proposal story. That's all it is.
Right, and it worked out. Like, yeah. They didn't toss the actual ring in the ocean. That's great.
Yeah.
Because, oh my goodness, you're not getting that one back.
It almost rivals pretending to break up with your girlfriend on April Fool's Day and then turning around and proposing.
Almost.
Don't know anybody who would have done that.
Ben Davis.
I apologize to my wife just about every single year on April Fool's Day for that.
And do you also thank her for not saying, you know what? No, you're right.
We should break up. Right, I know.
I mean, what a risk.
I know. So anyways, that proposal story kind of was starting like it was a Florida / setting the bar story, turned into just a got him proposal story there.
Now listen. The bride, better put that dude on notice that nothing like that, no shenanigans are gonna fly at the wedding. Can you imagine?
Here's the one thing we didn't ever find out from this story. What her answer was.
Well, I'm assuming she said yes, because she did the little interview with the news people.
I guess so. All right, there you go.
They're gonna live together forever.
That is your Florida setting the bar engagement story.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
Can I go first?
I think you should.
Okay. This is titled, I'm pretty sure we had something at the Cheesecake Factory, man for woman.
Okay, sounds romantic and delicious. I'm ready.
You had the dark hair, green jacket, and perfect little mouth, who came in and sat nearby. I think you glanced over watching me indulge. I have a friend in the kitchen who gives me free slices from old cheesecakes that are close to expiring.
Wow, score! Almost expired cheesecake freebies?
I'm in.
Wouldn't you like to be my friend?
Yes, I would. A little bit.
You sat alone and kept checking your phone. Were you expecting someone from Tinder or missed connections, maybe?
I see what you did there.
I thought so. Uh-huh. I got up the nerve to walk over to you and introduce myself as Dr. Tinder. You looked confused, and I explained that I've seen it before, and you're waiting to meet someone to hook up with from one of those apps.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you told me you were waiting for your mom.
Oh, it's different.
Yeah. I was embarrassed, so I offered to pick up your check and offered you a slice of gently used cheesecake.
Gently used? Wait a second. Did this one have a bite out of it?
I think he's probably starting to eat it.
Not only is it almost expired, but half eaten?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you see this and want to go out sometime, we may want to choose somewhere else to eat because I forgot to pay.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. Did he just
eat
and run?
Well, Andy offered to pick up her check, too, so he didn't pay for hers.
So she ate and ran.
that's...
Let me know the color of the stain on my pants so I know it's real.
There's a stain on the pants.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to know.
No. No, I don't.
I don't want to know.
All right. It's Craigslist Missed Connections.
Okay, this is called Blind Love.
Oh, all right.
It was hard to see you at the optometrist.
Ah.
Woman for man.
Okay.
I was waiting in the parking lot, waiting to get my glasses fixed, and you showed up and parked right next to me. Couldn't see you, though, because I'm blind as a bat without my glasses.
Oh.
But you had a nice shape.
Okay.
We both got out at the same time, went to the door, and you smelled nice. We exchanged flirty glances, or at least I thought we did. You know, blind as a bat.
Right.
You'll have to excuse me, but I get nervous when I'm around attractive men.
Oh.
That's probably why I asked you what you're in for.
What you're in for?
You didn't say anything, and I couldn't tell the look you were giving me because, again, blind without my glasses.
Right.
So I'm not sure if you thought that was funny or not, but you just kind of walked inside and out of my life.
Oh, no.
I'm a jockster.
She means jokester?
She means jokester.
Okay.
Then she says, do you like Jackie Chan movies?
Well, that's
this
random.
This may be TMI, but if we were ever to go out, the key to my heart and pants is a good Jackie Chan impression.
Are you? What? Where did this come from?
I don't know. This little sharp left turn, maybe right, a little right. Get to know me session.
Uh-huh.
My glasses are fixed and I want to see you again, literally, because I've been imagining what you look like and I like what I see. Because tell me the cologne you were wearing so I know it's you.
Okay. Again.
You know.
Because she's blind.
Blind.
Does.
Without her glasses.
Can I ask the question I think everybody is asking themselves right now?
Go ahead.
How did she get to the optometrist?
She
said she was parked in the parking. Did she drive herself there?
I'm really hoping not. I'm hoping there was a silent person that was just there that drove. Maybe it was an Uber. Maybe they were waiting in the Uber.
Maybe. I don't know. But, you know, from the expired cheesecakes, the Cheesecake Factory, to the Jackie Chan-loving blind as a bat optometrist person.
She's a jockster.
She's a jockster. This has been
Craigslist Missed Connections.
We've all made those purchases where we kind of regret. We're like, why did I do that? Either it didn't turn out the way you thought it would, or it's just turned into an incredible waste of money.
So this started back in May. I saw an Instagram ad for something I thought would be perfectly suited for my husband for Father's Day. So, yay for me. I was thinking so far ahead, right?
Ah.
And I thought, okay, no problem. I thought I was buying a, like, golf cornhole game.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time you've bought something from Instagram.
No, and it's worked out pretty well.
Sure.
In the past. So, I thought it said U.S. shipping.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was led to believe it was shipping from the U.S.
Sure.
Which turned out to not be true.
Get out of here.
I know. Shocking. Plot twist, right?
Okay. This plot twist.
So, I get an email from the original shop, you know, hey, thanks for your order. And then I get an update email several weeks later from a different shop altogether, where if you go to the shop, there is this product that I bought doesn't exist.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Maybe they discontinued it, or maybe it was sold out. Was that the case?
No.
Oh.
This began the red flags.
Okay.
That went up. And so then I started the whole email process of, hey, what did I buy again? Please clarify, because I wanted to make sure it was what I thought I was buying. Long story short, about 45 days later, I get the product.
Oh, good.
It looks a little different.
So it's not the cornhole golf ball set that you purchased?
Yeah, it was supposed to be like two boards, you know, all these golf balls, little tee thing that you hit off of, all that, little carrying bag, the things, instructions. I got a golf ball.
And like the rest of the set was coming later?
Nope.
Okay.
Just a single golf ball from China.
So that was the Father's Day gift that you had purchased off of Instagram. That was the golf cornhole board that you were hoping your husband would enjoy.
In late July.
Ah, okay. Just so, about a month after Father's Day.
Yeah.
So
I was a little angry. And of course, you know, they say, oh, you know, we want you to be satisfied. I'm like, that's great. And they're like, yeah, I can't. I escalated it to like PayPal. I'm complaining. I'm like, this is fraud. They didn't give me anything that they said they were going to give me. And I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm out $29.
No, well,
embracement price. I thought that's a really good price for a game like that, right?
Sure,
$29.
All right, your husband ended up getting a golf ball for Father's Day.
Yeah.
All right,
and he said he inspected it. He's a golfer.
Yeah,
he knows golf balls. He said that's not even a good golf ball.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So it's not like he can even really use that.
Right. Now we've done this show. What are the drunk purchases you've made? Mm-hmm. Which could almost be in the same category as dumb things that you've purchased.
Sure.
However, you did this of sober mind.
Sure did. I had the best of intentions. And again, like I said, it looked really cool. The little video, these people looked like they were having the time of their lives. And I thought, I want to have the time of our life like that.
Yeah,
I
will say that you can see it all up Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. But one of my favorite comments under the post, John, who purchased an extra large dog pool, it too came from China, and the pool was about as big as his actual foot. It was maybe 10 inches around, and that's it. That extra large. You know, cameras are several amazing. People. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Several
people were duped by that one.
Yeah. So you can dive into that or post your own. Text us 502-571-9970. Dumbest things you've purchased. I'm enjoying this thread on Facebook. This is all kind of snowballing from Kelly's golf game that she tried to purchase for her husband. Took what? Couple months and
45 days.
Yeah, 45 days.
Came in the form of one single golf ball. That's what they called the golf game.
Yeah.
Which was highly misrepresented on Instagram.
Carrie said she ordered 4 sun loungers. Nice. Received a cheap 10-cent ring.
Oh, wow.
Desiree.
That's drastically different.
Yeah, got another ring from China when she thought she was buying an inflatable hot tub. Wow.
Oh. That is different.
That is a lot different. Barb rolls in. Got a text from a listener who said, I ordered an inflatable water slide for my kids. About $100. Kept emailing the company. The website I got it from was removed. Made a case with PayPal. Then I received an email with a USPS tracking number. Received a package from the tracking with that tracking number with one pair of dirty socks.
Oh. What is happening?
Yeah.
This is so crazy. So this is the thing. The problem with PayPal is if you open your case a little too early, like you only have one shot to give them all your evidence. Like I couldn't go back and update them like, oh, hey, I did actually get the product and it's drastically different than what I thought I was buying. I'm not able to send them that new little update. And so they may judge against me. And once that decision is rendered, it's final.
Oh, final. It's like.
I know.
It's like Judge Judy.
It's like my $29 will never return.
Yeah, you can go through some of the posts there on Facebook. There are several that have a certain theme. They all seem to be coming from China. But
yes, they the websites like pack up in the middle of the night and disappear.
Yeah, but I'll tell you that this isn't necessarily like dumbest thing you've purchased because it's not dumb thing you purchased. It's just you got swindled.
We got duped.
Yeah, you got duped into thinking that you were buying something when in fact you were not buying that at all and getting something else. So
and listen, I've gotten some many, many wonderful products from Instagram and Facebook ads. My husband, one of his favorite shirts is Best Pug Dad. I got that. It's as described.
Didn't you before this? So you really never learned your lesson, did you? Because didn't you before this order a nice pair of
Can you talk about my headphones?
Professional headphones.
Why did you bring that up? It was years ago.
Okay.
I like to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
There are other good things. I said, you know what? Those look like fine products. They look like fine people. I'm trying to support the economy.
Sure.
That's why I shop.
I'm going to go back in. Those headphones look legit.
They did. They were just a little cheaper on eBay. Yeah. Turns out it was just the shell that looked legit inside. Yeah. Really not so much.
Nope. Not at all. So anyways.
You know where they came from?
China. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode.